The Explosive Child, a new approach for understanding and parenting easily frustrated, chronically inflexible children. Author, Ross Green. Who is the explosive child? An explosive child is a kid who becomes frustrated far more easily, far more often, and in ways that are far more extreme than ordinary kids. These are the kids who are pushed beyond the brink far more easily and respond far less adaptively and flexibly than most, as well as exhibiting a variety of other challenging behaviours. Explosive children are distinguished by a few characteristics, namely, striking inflexibility, low frustration tolerance, and poor problem-solving skills. They make life significantly more difficult and challenging for them and for the people who interact with them. These children have enormous difficulty thinking things through when they become frustrated and often respond to even simple changes and requests with extreme rigidity and verbal or physical aggression. Dealing more effectively with explosive children requires first and foremost an understanding of why these children behave as they do. Once this understanding is achieved, strategies for helping things improve often become self-evident. In some instances, achieving a more accurate understanding of a child's difficulties can, by itself, lead to improvements in adult-child interactions, even before any formal strategies are tried. Kids do well if they can. The explosive children do not choose to explode any more than a child would choose to have a reading disability. These kids lack crucial skills required for handling life's challenges. There's a big difference between viewing these kids' explosions as the result of the failure to progress developmentally and interpreting them as planned, intentional, and purposeful. Kids do well if they can. The basic premise of this theme is that if your kids could do well, they would do well. Doing well is always preferable to not doing well. So if your kids had the skills to handle disagreements and plans being changed, and adults setting limits and demands being placed on him without falling apart, they'd be handling these challenges adaptively. And because they don't have the skills, they aren't. Lagging skills. Explosive outbursts occur when the demands being placed on a child exceed his capacity to respond adaptively. And lacking skills are why kids explode more easily, more often, and in more extreme ways than the rest of us do. Here are examples of skills that highly contribute to and explain unexpected explosions. Difficulty handling transitions, shifting from one mindset or task to another. Difficulty reflecting on multiple thoughts or ideas simultaneously. Difficulty considering a range of solutions to a problem. Difficulty considering the likely outcomes or consequences of actions. Difficulty expressing concerns, needs, or thoughts in words. Difficulty managing emotional response to frustration in order to think rationally, and chronic irritability and/or anxiety significantly impede capacity for problem solving. Unsolved problems. Unsolved problems are the who, what, where, and when of explosive outbursts. In reducing explosive outbursts, unsolved problems are every bit as important as lagging skills. An unsolved problem is any trigger, situation, circumstance, or condition that reliably and predictably precipitates explosive episodes. An explosive kid doesn't explode every second of every waking hour. He explodes sometimes, in certain places, with certain people, during certain times of the day, over certain tasks or issues. Most explosive kids are set off by the same 5 or 6 unsolved problems every day or every week. Why are they called unsolved problems? The reason is because if they were already solved, they wouldn't continue to precipitate explosive outbursts. Parental role. Now, explosions occur when the demands and expectations being placed on a kid exceed his capacity to respond adaptively. When you reach that level that your kid's explosions become predictable, only then the kid is only half of the equation. So it would probably make sense to consider the other half. what expectations you're placing on your kid, whether those expectations are truly realistic, and especially how you're going about getting your expectations met. Your three magical plans. There are basically three ways to handle problems or unmet expectations. These options are called plans: Plan A, Plan B, and Plan C. It's important to emphasize that the plans come into play only when there is an unsolved problem. If there is no problem, then you don't need a plan. Plan A. If you respond to an unsolved problem by imposing your will, by saying things like, "No, you must," or "You can't," you're using Plan A. Now, these adult responses to unsolved problems might sound fairly ordinary, and they typically don't set the stage for challenging behaviour if you have a fairly ordinary child. In the case of explosive kids, Plan A will greatly heighten the likelihood of an explosion. Why? Because you're throwing Plan A at a kid who doesn't have a Plan A brain. Why doesn't he have a Plan A brain? None of us is especially enthusiastic about having someone else's will imposed on us. But most of us have the skills to handle having someone else's will imposed on us when it happens. Plan B. Plan B involves doing collaborative problem solving, CPS, a process by which you and your child work together to solve the problems that have been setting the stage for explosions and that have been so destructive to your relationship with each other. Plan B consists of three ingredients. The first, called the empathy step, involves gathering information from your child to understand his concern or perspective on a given unsolved problem. The second, called the define the problem step, involves communicating your concern or perspective on the same unsolved problem. The third, the invitation, is when you and your child discuss and agree on a solution that will address each other's concerns. These three ingredients are crucial to the collaborative resolution of a problem. Plan C. Plan C involves dropping some expectations completely, at least temporarily. When you deliberately use Plan C, you're not capitulating, rather, you've intentionally, thoughtfully, and proactively decided to drop a given expectation, either because you've decided it was unrealistic in the first place, or because you have other, higher priority expectations to pursue. Temporarily dropping low priority expectations can help you and your kid to be more available to work on higher priority unsolved problems. The biggest downside to Plan C is that some expectations won't be met, at least not yet. Of course, there's a major upside to Plan C. Any expectation you've dropped won't cause explosions if you've truly dropped it. Family matters. Every family has its challenges. Siblings don't always get along. Parents don't always see eye to eye on things. Everyone's too busy. Kids are stressed about school or grades or friends. Adults are stressed about work or money or marriage or life in general. And just about everyone's stressed about homework. Add an explosive child to the mix and you'll push many families and marriages to the brink. Small annoyances turn into big problems. Minor disagreements and stressors become major catastrophes, and communication problems that might never have been noticed become glaring roadblocks. Next, add grandparents who remember the way they would have done things in the good old days, and soccer or hockey coaches or teachers who are delighted to tell you how they'd handle your kid, and life has suddenly become much more interesting than what most people signed up for. So now, it's not just the explosive kid you're dealing with, it's a whole bunch of folks. And while all of that may feel very overwhelming at times, it might help you to know that we're going to deal with all these folks the same way we've been trying to deal with the problems that need to be solved with your explosive child. One at a time.